Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is scheduled to present Minnesota's Thanksgiving turkey this morning. Minnesota's turkey industry generates more than $1 billion in economic activity and supports over 26,000 jobs. After a temporary pause during the government shutdown, SNAP benefits are once again being distributed in the state. Department of Children, Youth, and Families Commissioner Tiki Brown says,
"We have resumed normal operations, and so December benefits will not be impacted. Individuals who are on SNAP or who are looking to see if they are eligible for SNAP should absolutely apply."
Around 440,000 Minnesotans rely on SNAP to help put food on the table. Minnesota lawmakers, business owners, and advocates are speaking out about the federal ban on hemp-based THC products that passed as part of the bill to end the government shutdown. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says it passed in the middle of the night with no debate and will be painful for the industry in Minnesota.
Hemp products alone brought in $16 million of state tax revenue through September. And this amendment, there's a year period here before it takes effect, but it could cost 2,700 jobs.
Klobuchar says the ban on hemp products doesn't go into effect for a year, and she and her colleagues will be working to reverse it. Winter storm warnings, watches, and advisories are posted through tomorrow for most of Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Greisinger says a strengthening system is bringing heavy snow across central Minnesota.
So coming across, you know, Elbow Lake, Alexandria, Little Falls, and we up to Brainerd over toward Mora and Hinckley. It's kind of the region where we're expecting the heaviest snow, and that's kind of like our kind of 5 to 8 inch area in there.
Greisinger says the Twin Cities and most of southern Minnesota will likely see 1 to 3 inches. State officials say to keep safety in mind when you're cooking your holiday meals this Thanksgiving. Minnesota State Fire Marshal Dan Cryer says cooking is the number one cause of fires across the state.
In 2024, they accounted for roughly 38% of the residential fires in Minnesota, and we know of at least one death that has been attributed to a cooking fire. 38% is in our residential settings. Some of the greatest risk to fire is where we feel the safest, and that's in our homes.
Cryer says it's important to eliminate distractions and don't overcrowd your stovetop. And the Minnesota Timberwolves blew a late lead before falling to the Kings 117-112 in overtime last night in Sacramento. The Wolves were up by 10 points with 3 minutes remaining, and the Kings used a 10-0 run to force OT. Anthony Edwards scored 43 points in the loss. The 10-7 Timberwolves play the 17-1 Thunder tomorrow night in Oklahoma. This is MNN.